Chuck Crabb, riding shotgun on a Big Show Friday.
Hello, sir.
Time to bring in your buddy, your partner in crime.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've seen each other several times this week.
You should have. Joe Smith joins us this morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing, fellas?
Great.
Double C.
Doing well, Joseph.
Did Double C have the brew ready for you when you walked into the assembly hall last evening?
Oh, no.
No, it's not quite like football.
Not like football.
That's just football.
I found a recorder and batteries for him. That
you did indeed,
good.
Sunday.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, I had a metal lapse. Imagine that.
Well, hard to keep your travel
plans. We had to meet on a nice-looking sunny Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, we sure did, right there on the west side of the stadium.
Well, there was plenty of sunshine last night at the Assembly Hall, Joe, as the Hoosiers' offensive juggernaut continued to spit out big points, sharing the basketball, and a really solid defensive effort as well that knocked the Creighton Blue Jays out of the game early and knocked them out of the ranks of the unbeaten. The Hoosiers stay unbeaten and a pretty nice appetizer leading into the big meal, the big Thanksgiving meal coming up on the island of Maui starting next week.
Well, three games into the season, by the way, the sixth straight year, Indiana's gotten off to a 3-0 start. Coach Tom saw a sign of maturity, if you will, from his Hoosiers Thursday night in putting away a good Creighton club from the Big East, 86-65. Proud of his team after the third regular season win, as he told us postgame, because it would have been easy to get ahead of themselves with what's out in front of them. And that's the trip over to the island of Maui, which began for the troops at 4:30 this morning, and the start of three games in 3 days, beginning Monday against some rugged competition. That's why this one was key against his best competition of the early season. Early separation came just inside the six-minute mark of the opening half. The Hoosiers went on a near two-minute stretch with a 12-0 run that took it from 14-10 to 26-10. Hoosiers did a super job holding the Blue Jays in check with his three-point defense against a club that had feasted from behind the line in its 2-0 getaway. IU had as much as a 20-point lead in the opening half, shot 51% for the game, its third straight 50%-plus game, led by 19 at intermission, holding Creighton without a first-half offensive rebound. The Blue Jays shot blanks in the second half, going 0 for 9 from behind the line, and only 16% on the night, 3 of 18. They never got closer than 17 points. Balance prevailed again with 5 in double figures, led by James Blackman Jr.'s 19. 7 rebounds, 4 assists. How about freshman Thomas Bryant, electric, and getting the crowd involved as well with his 17 points, 7 rebounds. He had 4 second-half blocks in 27 total minutes. Yogi had 15, a career-high 9 rebounds and 6 assists. Troy Williams with 13, and Nick Zeitzloff, 12 points on 4 of 6 sniping from behind the line, 3 of those coming in the second half. IU shot 50% for the game, out-rebounded Creighton by 11, 43-32, doled out 18 assists, and got 20 points from his bench. The Blue Jays duo of Isaiah Zierden and Cole Huff, who had averaged between them at game time 34 points, held to 8 total points on 3 of 11 shooting, so good defense there. 86-65, the verdict over Creighton. Wake Forest at 5 o'clock Bloomington time over in Maui to begin the Maui Invitational. By the way, Iowa beat Marquette. Rutgers lost to St. John's by 2, so the Big Ten, 4-3 leaders with Michigan, and they can guarantee the Big Ten this first-year crown in the Gabbett tip-off games series if they beat Xavier tonight in Ann Arbor. In the semifinals of the preseason WNIT in Chicago, Indiana fell to 19th-ranked DePaul, 84-69, 23 costly TOs. Gave the unbeaten Blue Demons 28 points, offsetting a near 55% shooting for Terry Moore and crew. Amanda Cahill had 15 points, 8 rebounds. Tyra Buss was held to 10 points. Carly McBride came off the bench with 10 points. The Hoosier women play next Tuesday night at IPFW. City Hoops, we had the scrimmage down on the home court last night. South beat North 50-37 under, special scrimmage scoring rules, if you will. They always do this a week or two out from the start of the season. Tucker Blackwell and Ben Chastain evenly divided 18. Chance Coyle had 9 rebounds. The Cougars of Andy Hodson, led by Hunter Chastremski's 14 points and 7 rebounds. Northo hit only 35% from the field. Panthers turned it over only 8 times. South gets rolling for real next Tuesday. They'll be hosting Edgewood. In the pool, girls swimming, Dave Tanner's crew off to a 2-0 start. They beat Perry Meridian 119-66. Freshman Melinda Wang in on 4 more event wins here early season. Danville topped Edgewood 133-43 as junior Carly Bland, the lone Edgewood winner in the 500 free. Shout out to Brian Oliver's Linton Miners. They play for a 2A semi-state championship tonight over at Roy Williams Field in Linton, looking for its first ever semi-state championship against the Falcons, who are 12-1. They are the defending state champion. And by the way, the Falcons' lone loss, week 4 to Linton, 21-7. Conference Indiana basketball gets rolling tonight. Bloomington North at Perry Meridian, Bloomington South at Southport, and Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk tonight at 10 o'clock, running down all of the semi-state championship games. Of course, the 6A title game is all set and ready to go for a week from Saturday when Penn battles Center Grove. Bob in his show tonight, 10 o'clock here on the airwaves.
All right, Joe. And tough one for the women last night, 23 turnovers. That's where that kind of went the wrong direction. Yeah. But DePaul, a good side. Hard to win games on the road when you give away extra possessions like that. And ask Creighton about it. They had some turnovers. Indiana didn't turn it over last night. Next thing you know, it's 26-10, and essentially the game is over. Creighton really had no plan B, Joe, when the three-point shot wasn't available. And good discipline there from Indiana's defense on that. And one thing I'm going to throw out there, and I don't know, you don't have to agree with me, Chuck doesn't have to agree with me, but when Indiana's up 25 in the second half and they're going to turn the ball over 5 or 6 times, that's fine. They earn that lead. They can go out and play and have some fun, give the crowd something to watch. Let's not get worried about that. Getting the lead to 25 is more important what you do with it when it's at 25. Uh-huh. So if we're going to try a little Hollywood, remember, these are kids playing. This is entertainment. And again, that's good that they're doing that. And there's some people saying, well, the second half turnovers reared their ugly head. Well, that's fine when you're up 30. Do what you want. They're kids. Let them have a little bit of fun, right?
Well, you know, it's early season. You got to play everyone and, you know, hey, let the boys play.
It's not a bad habit. It's trying to have some fun. It's trying to try some things that you don't want to do in a 2-point game on the road in Madison with 4 minutes left to go. That's probably not going to be the same thing. So no. It's a little bit different there. Off to Maryland for football tomorrow noon on the Big Ten Network. Well, if you want more football, Joe, it's must-win time. We know that. And Jason Spriggs, congratulations to Jason.
Yeah, semifinalists for the Outland Trophy. Nice to see Jason. He was honored on the big screen last night as well.
Good, good response
in the Assembly Hall. He's a great example of how hard our kids have helped lay the foundation. So we've got basically 8 quarters left, so here's the first 4 tomorrow. Let's have at it.
Got to do it and got to get it done. If you want extra practices, that'll help young players develop as well. That's what gets lost in this. It's not the bowl game. It's not going to Mobile, Alabama. It's about the 15 December practices that help development. Don't lose sight of that. Good stuff as always, Smitty. We'll get caught up at 8:45.
All righty.
Joe Smith time at WGCL. Joe checks in live every morning after IU men's basketball, Monday mornings and Friday mornings. So we've checked one of those boxes. Joe, say hello to Julie Warren from VisitBloomington.com.
Julie Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
It's sunshine.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
That's you. But it's
every Friday, there's sun.
We need to, exactly right. I'm distracted by the nice weather. And
got your sunglasses on there. The sun peeking through. High atop One City Center.
I know. It's warming the place in here. I like it.
There you go.
Because it's freezing outside.
It's freezing in here.
It's not too bad.
No, it's not. But it was not cold shooting night in the Assembly Hall last night, Joe. My goodness. The Hoosiers from downtown, the defensive side of the basketball, hot as well. Creighton came into town with a big reputation for scoring points and shooting threes. And they left licking their wounds after being handily beaten 86-65. Tell us what you saw at the Assembly Hall last night.
Well, Coach Tom's Hoosiers on their way over to the island of Maui, having left at 4:30 this morning. Win number 3 in the bag, convincingly, Thursday night. Out on the McCracken court as they beat Creighton out of the Big East by 21, 86-65. The aim was to improve defensively Thursday night. Well, mission accomplished. Everyone there came and brought it. As Coach Tom told us in the post game, the Hoosiers clamped down with seal-tight three-point defense, holding Creighton without a trade the entire second half, only 3 of 18 on the night. 5 in double figures for a second time this season, led by James Blackman Jr.'s 19. The Hoosiers, for a third straight game, shot 50%. Coach talked about maturity and inner one Robert Johnson. He played only 4 minutes in the opening half. He was saddled with 3 quick fouls. He played only 11 minutes last night. Stat line doesn't tell us a lot. 2 assists, a rebound, 2 steals. But Johnson stayed after it, and especially with his defense, was a great example. Coach told us how to make the team better. And right now, they're 3-0 for a 6th straight year. En route to Maui, where Monday they play Wake Forest, the first of 3 in 3 days on the Hawaiian Island. 5 o'clock will be a tip time against the Demon Deacons. Elsewhere, Iowa beat Marquette last night. Rutgers lost to St. John's by 2. So the Big Ten holds a 4-3 advantage. Michigan can guarantee the Big Ten this first-year crown in the Gavitt tip-off game series if they beat Xavier later tonight in Ann Arbor. Semifinals of the preseason, WNIT did not go Indiana's way. Terry Morn's crew fell to 19th-ranked DePaul, 84-69, 23 costly turnovers gave the Blue Demons 28 points, offsetting Indiana's 55% shooting. Amanda Cahill led the way with 15-8. The Hoosiers play next Tuesday, ahead of the Big Bird Day, at Indiana-Purdue-Fort Wayne. It's the UConn Huskies for the second round NCAA soccer opponent. Todd Yeagley's Hoosier Brooders all geared up and ready to go here in the second season. Sunday at noon, out on the Yeagley pitch at Bill Armstrong Stadium. UConn rallied in the second half at home to beat Boston U 3-1 on Thursday. Again, this match against the Huskies at noon on Sunday. Indiana 9-1-2 over its last 12. They're playing as the 16th seed. Charlotte plays at number 1 seed Wake Forest on Sunday. Indiana then will catch the winner. Well, it's all out there. 8 quarters are left. 4 tomorrow at Byrd Stadium out in College Park, Maryland for Kevin Wilson's football Hoosiers. Faced with a win-out here scenario over these next 2 Saturdays, both of them on the road. Neither team has won a Big Ten game. The Terps, 3-point favorites tomorrow, playing on Seniors Day. The Hoosiers trying to sustain good vibes offensively and hopefully can grab some good old lady luck and get things to, well, bounce its way defensively on Saturday. That's the hump that has prevented the Hoosiers a Saturday reward over these last 6 games. Can't win 2 unless you win the first, the saying goes. Now is go time, find out time in this must-win situation Saturday, kickoff at noon against the Terrapins on the Big Ten Network. Elsewhere, volleyball travels over to Illinois Saturday. The wrestlers of Dwayne Goldman competing this weekend in the Keystone Classic out in Philadelphia. And I might add that the men's and women's diving team will be up in Indianapolis this weekend to participate in the House of Champions invite. This meet giving the Hoosier divers, anyway, their first look at the newly renovated natatorium on the campus of IUPUI that will host both the World Cup trials in December as well as the Olympic trials next summer in June. Current and former Hoosiers will participate in the open invite this weekend in Indianapolis. City Hoops last night, a little scrimmage down on the homes court. South beat North 50-37, had only 8 turnovers, held North to 35% shooting. Tucker Blackwell, Ben Chastain, evenly divided 18. Hunter Jastrzemski led the maroon and gold with 14 points and 7 rebounds. South opens next Tuesday for real, hosting Edgewood. Conference Indiana opens for the girls tomorrow. Bloomington North, tonight, I beg your pardon. Bloomington North plays plays at Perry Meridian, and South Ford will welcome in Bloomington South. Both of those games go at 7:30. A shout out to Brian Oliver's Linton Miners. It's never happened, and that's an opportunity to play for a state championship. They will if they can nail down its first seventh state tonight, hosting a team they've already beaten this year in the defending state champion Falcons from North Vermilion. That came in week four. Both of these clubs are 12-1, but it must be noted Linton had to forfeit a win shutout when they had because of an ineligible player back in September when they beat North Davies 45-0. Roy Williams field the venue at 7:30. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, wrapping up all of the semi-state action. And as we mentioned earlier, the 6A title game set for a week from Saturday on the 28th as Penn will battle unbeaten Center Grove. Bob will have his show tonight on the airwaves starting at 10 o'clock.
Yep, and a busy weekend, Joe, as we, again, trying to get the football and basketball confluence sorted out. There's plenty of action going on. Always makes for a busy week. Very busy travel time for you, but you're still going to check in with us live on Monday morning. Where are you going to be?
Well, we'll be in Maui. Somebody's got to be there. So
that's right.
It should be you.
This will be my fifth trip, so I don't know.
That's five more than I've made. So
I don't know how sane I'll be, but we'll give it a go. I don't know, 5-6 hour time difference, so. We'll be on
bright
7:45 and 8:45 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we'll break for the holidays. So then get ready for the bucket. So,
it'll be easier to talk if it's win, 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 and win.
Well, it will. So,
and that always makes travel easier. It always makes the holidays happier. And it makes for, again, a positive start, as before you know it, December is going to be here around the corner. We wish you nothing but the best of safe travels, and we'll remind you as well, since you won't be here, we have doubleheader football for you on the weekend. We'll have the Colts in Atlanta starting at noon, and then Chiefs and Chargers Sunday night football. Thursday, Turkey Day, tripleheader NFL action starting at noon. We'll handle all the games in Detroit, in Dallas, and where's that final? Packers and Bears on the late game, so that's exciting on that. Heck, the Bears might have a better record by that time.
We get back around 8 on Saturday night from Maryland, and then
what time you leave on Sunday?
We'll be going over to Maui, so I might have to put you in charge of my calendar of events there, Glenn.
Oh, I'll handle that.
Don't you worry about that.
Don't you worry.
I don't want you. You got Thursday and Friday off, so.
That's right.
Test out your penmanship and take care of my board.
It's hard to do on your board, though, because I'm left-handed, so my hand smears everything, so I might have to delegate some responsibility on all of that. Make sure you have your bags packed. Remember, when you travel, all you need is your wallet and your ID, and you can buy anything you forget, so don't stress out about it. And we will talk to you Monday morning from the lovely island of Maui.
Better have my Hawaiian music ready.
That's right.
A little Jimmy Buffett to get you ready
to
go.
Have some fun out there, Joe.
All right.
Victories mean fun, so let's get some wins, and that'll help everything out. And if you need Joe, he'll be by the pool in Maui next week.